A lot of belief systems are formed at a very young age. A lot of it comes from what you're taught, what you're told, what your family believes, and it naturally becomes an innate part of you. Sometimes later in life, we start to question these things, and sometimes those systems do change. Sometimes they stay the same, sometimes they change and they go back and they kind of do a merry-go-round, if you will. It's a very interesting thing, the way that we can go from believing something to be so factual and so real to, I'm not quite sure about it, and then back again. Is it a comfort thing? Is it a safety thing? It's probably a very individual question. On today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online, EPP bonus episode number 286, we're going to hear several stories about ghosts and belief systems. Stories children tell about ghosts, where parents say, oh, stop making that up. Their parents find out they're not making it up after all. A young man's belief system shaken to the core when the spirit of his grandfather returns to him late one night. A couple dealing with cries from a child coming from the corner of their bedroom. Why is it there? Do they want to believe this is actually happening? They can both hear it. And a child and mother long for the love of a father who has passed on. They want to believe they're going to be together one day. And guess what? He comes back with a handout to help one of them cross over. Those stories and more in this EPP bonus episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. My name is Tony Bruschi. Stay with us. Making up stories, something that I think we've all heard as children. And sometimes we should heed that advice because kids do make shit up. We do, or we did. I guess I sometimes speak of myself as if I still was a child. I don't know why that is. That's for a different podcast. But sometimes that quit making stories up, stories aren't so made up. They may be fantastical, but they're not made up. Sometimes the things that happen in childhood are just so fantastical in nature that I guess an adult mind really couldn't comprehend them unless they went through the same experience themselves as a child or experienced it as an adult. In our next story, we hear about that sort of thing happening. Father getting frustrated, making up stories, creepy stories. Or is he? Father soon finds out that these made-up stories are not so made up. Take a listen. I wasn't sure if I should tell my story, but the more I listened, the more I wanted to share stories from my childhood. When I was around 10, my parents and I moved from London down to the south coast of England. This was a big move for us, and I think it was to try to save my parents' marriage. The house we moved into was nice. I remember being so excited, having so much more space compared to our house in London. I didn't feel anything bad in the house, to begin with, but as time went on, the strains within my parents' marriage were becoming more and more obvious. Things started to change. They were fighting a lot more out in the open, rather than behind closed doors or under hushed voices. In general, moods in the house were low. It wasn't long before my parents decided to start sleeping in different rooms, and at this point, the mood in the house completely changed. It was like someone clicked their fingers and a dark cloud descended over the house. This was the point that I remembered the activity starting. One day, I started to walk up the stairs, but it felt like there was a brick wall in front of me, stopping me from going anywhere. The air felt heavier. It felt so dark, even though it was light outside, and I was just terrified to move a muscle. I remember thinking I needed to run up the stairs so fast that whoever is here won't be able to get me. That was the first time that I sprinted up those stairs, and every single time from that point, I would almost hold my breath and just run to get up to my bedroom. There'd be small things like coming across random cold spots or feeling like I couldn't look in the mirror in the bathroom. For years, I would refuse to look in any bathroom mirror as I was convinced there would be a face of a male over my shoulder. Everywhere I went in the house, I felt uneasy, like someone was always watching me. I was an only child, so I couldn't talk to a sibling about it, and my parents were going through a divorce, so I felt like I couldn't bother them. I don't know if this left me even more vulnerable to the attention of this particular entity, but I felt like all of the eyes were on me, literally. One evening, I was sitting and watching a film in the living room with a friend. My mom had gone to bed and left us downstairs as we were having a sleepover. I was engrossed in the film and didn't notice that my friend was being distracted by something in the kitchen. She brushed it off and carried on watching the film. I went to get us a drink and walked into the kitchen to all the kitchen cupboard doors being wide open. I asked my friend if she had been in the kitchen and she said, "No, but I think I just saw your mom walking around in there." I told her that the only way from my mom's bedroom to the kitchen was through the room we were watching TV in, so that's impossible. I shut all the doors, quickly grabbed a drink and went and sat down to carry on with the film. I didn't want to worry my friend, so I pretended everything was okay, even though I knew something was wrong. Not even 10 minutes later, it sounded like someone was rattling the plates and glasses in the cupboards, like someone was going to make a drink or a snack. I told my friend that we should carry on watching the film upstairs. We ran upstairs and we shut the bedroom door. This was the first time I experienced the activity with someone else, so I knew I wasn't going crazy, as she had also heard and seen something. Not long after, I was sat in my bed, reading a book. I felt someone sit at the end of my bed. I looked up and there was nothing there. I looked a bit closer and I could see an impression on the bed. Without a shadow of a doubt, I knew that there was someone sitting on the end of my bed. I looked at it for what felt like forever, not knowing what to do. This was my personal space and I did not want it to bother me while I was here. For some reason, rather than freaking out, I calmly got out of bed, walked over to my bedroom door, opened it and said, "This is my personal space. I'd really appreciate it if you left my room so I can get some sleep." I thought what I was doing was really stupid and that this was all in my mind, but then I felt the coldest breeze pass in front of me. It honestly felt like someone had walked straight past me and out of my room. I said thank you and shut the door. I looked at the spot on the bed and the impression had gone. So I knew whoever that was had left, as I had asked. One morning, just before my dad had properly moved out, he came downstairs and started shouting at me for keeping him up all night, playing games on the stairs and talking. I looked at him very confused. I was asleep all night and went to bed earlier than normal, as I hadn't felt very well the night before. He told me I was lying and he had heard me in the middle of the night running up and down the stairs and laughing. My heart stopped. This was the first time someone else has mentioned something weird happening on the stairs. And it was from my dad, who was the biggest no-bullshit man you could meet. My mom backed me up and said that I'd been sleeping all night. Every time she checked on me, I'd been fast asleep. She said I had been poor the previous night and had checked on me more than normal just to make sure I was doing okay. My dad just walked off without saying another word. And that's where we're going to pause it. That is where we're going to stop this week's EPP bonus episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. To hear the rest of it, become an extra podcast person, just go to patreon.com/realghoststories or our website, ghostpodcast.com. $5 a month gets you access to the rest of this episode, as well as all 286 bonus episodes in their entirety. All there ready for you to binge away on. Coming up, we're going to hear about a young man's belief system being shaken to the core when the spirit of his grandfather visits him at night. Cries of a small child coming from the corner of a bedroom, haunting a woman night after night. And a child and mother long for that love of a father who has passed on. He comes back and he helps one of them cross over. Take a listen. an EPP bonus episode 286. Go to ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories to sign up and get it all.
Surprise.